This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go with Tina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get a car loan with PVCU and make no payments until 2020. For all the details and to see if you qualify, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Tina?
All right. We know Amy Schumer is usually like one of those shock value comedians where she likes to share too much sometimes.
Everything. A little, yeah.
So she just posted a throwback revealing a very special moment of her life.
Okay.
She shared the exact moment she found out she was pregnant with her now 5-month-old son, Gina Cho. And I mean the exact moment. The photo shows Amy.
Oh, wow.
Sitting on the toilet of her friend, Jessica Seinfeld. And you can see the pregnancy test on the sink next to her. And her face is, you know, a little bit surprised. Her mouth's hanging open. So was mine when I saw the picture. I'm like, really? We share toilet pictures now.
Yeah. Is she showing, like, everything?
Well, she's sitting on the toilet. And you can see her whole side nakedness. So,
but nothing is shown.
No, nothing's showing. But, I mean, I don't need to envision people on toilets.
A plus or minus? Or a maybe?
I didn't even look at the pregnancy test.
You didn't?
To be honest,
wow.
I didn't even notice the pregnancy test.
What if just has three sticks? Between a plus and a minus.
Wait, what?
Listen, in my house, we close the door.
How does it work?
And we lock it. I don't invite people to take pictures.
Nowadays, I think it's a happy face.
Yeah.
Or
I don't know. If you really want,
face.
I'll go back and look at the picture, but I really don't want to have to do that again.
You should have went that little flag pop-up or something.
Yeah. You know, it'd be funny if that part was the part blurred out.
Maybe, yeah. But yeah, okay. We're going to move on.
A
new coach is joining The Voice next season. Nick Jonas is going to be on for season 18 with Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, and Blake Shelton. He's very excited about this.
Cool.
And he got a little practice, too, because the Jonas Brothers already took part in NBC's Songland. So this will be interesting to see him on the show.
The other one didn't make
it. The other Jonas Brothers?
Yeah.
There's three of them, plus the bonus Jonas.
Wow.
But no, it's only Nick who gets to be on it. Yeah, Frankie, the little brother.
Oh.
You guys always forget about him.
Forget about Frankie.
All the time.
You got fill-ins. Just in case.
That's true.
DinaStirt.com.
It's one of the brothers.
That's true. It's Nick. Okay, it's Nick. Cassandra Walden, the very first Big Brother contestant to enter the house on the U.S. version, has died. She passed away September 25th.
She couldn't have been that old.
She was not that old, but she was hit by a car. In Rome.
Oh,
and
good Lord.
My gosh.
Yeah, that was a couple months ago. She suffered a head injury and she never ended up regaining consciousness before her death. Julie Chen, the host of Big Brother, remembered her as a standout house guest from the debut season in July of 2000, saying, "Thank you for bringing your intelligence, warmth, and wisdom to the Big Brother house season one.
Gotta appreciate all the time we have."
Yeah, it's very sad.
DinaStirt.com.
And James Vanderbeek, his family's getting even bigger. He revealed that he and his wife, Kimberly Brooke, are expecting their sixth child together.
Any bathroom photos of him in there? Maybe
or of
the
his
test?
Wife?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Did he take the test?
No, he did not. His wife did. But the Dawson's Creek star said they are just thrilled beyond belief to announce another little bundle of joy. And, of course, they chose to have their first ultrasound on camera with Dancing with the Stars, something they never thought they'd do, but hey, it's nice when you have that outlet to be able to share
that
the news.
That is okay. That's acceptable.
Wait, they were on Dancing with the Stars for it?
Yeah, he's on Dancing with the Stars, and so he decided he was going to share the news there and share the ultrasound on Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Fetuses.
But, six babies now, huh?
It's a new show.
Dancing with the Fetuses.
You can really hear that ultrasound.
Yes.
You know, it really gets the beat going.
It's very competitive between them as well.
That heartbeat.
And the ultrasound.
Well, congratulations to James Vanderdugger. I mean, James Vanderbeek. Vanderbeek
on
his sixth child. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740.
Still got a little ways to go to be a
little bit.
He's trying.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get a car loan and make no payments until 2020. For details and to see if you qualify, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right. Congratulations for botched star Dr. Paul Nassif. He said, "I do," to Brittany Patakos 4 months after popping the question, and they celebrated with a reception in Greece. How nice.
What is botch? Is that like a plastic surgery
show?
Yeah,
it's a plastic surgery show where these doctors try to fix plastic surgery's gone wrong. Like,
oh,
people come to them when they've had, like, really terrible, botched plastic surgery jobs.
Got it. So, good title for it.
Yeah, and, you know, so if his wife ever wants some work done, at least she knows somebody now. Yeah.
Also, never bring home work with you.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And in more wedding news, The Walking Dead star Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Hilary Burton have finally tied the knot a decade after they started dating. But the thing is, we thought they were married already. They got married this past weekend, but all along they've been referred to as a married couple. I guess the media just assumed that. And so Hillary revealed the truth in an Instagram post over the weekend, saying it felt silly to try and correct anything. From the moment I met him, though, he was my husband. So she just never wanted to correct anybody when they called them husband and wife.
Sometimes you just know. First date out.
Yeah. I guess, but now they have the official paper that says so.
And the ring.
And the ring. And now I can call them husband and wife like I always have. Nothing changes.
Legally.
Yeah.
DinaStirt.com. It's not illegal anymore.
That's true. Jersey Shore star Ronnie Ortiz has been hit with a protective order by the Los Angeles Police Department after being arrested for alleged domestic violence. He's got to stay 100 yards away from Jen Harley until October 11th. Now, she's got these big scrapes and bruises on her body, and sources are saying that's when Ronnie was dragging her across the driveway of Airbnb where they were staying. But another source connected to Ronnie says, well, you know, Jen hurt herself falling off the back of the fence. Well, yeah, as she was trying to escape him. So, you know, it's a dirty, nasty story. And right now, the police, they've got the pictures they need. They've got the stories from each one of them. We'll have to see how it plays out in court.
DinaStirt.com.
Sia revealed on social media that she's dealing with a health crisis. She's been diagnosed with a neurological disease called, I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, but Ehlers-Danlos. It's something she's dealing with chronic pain.
Oh, gosh.
But she's trying to put a positive spin on things. She says, I just want to say to those of you suffering in pain, whether physical or emotional, I love you. Keep going. Life is bleeping hard. Pain is demoralizing, and you're not alone. So, you know, it takes a lot for, I think, a celebrity to be open and honest and raw like that and share what's going on in their lives. So we're proud of her for what she's doing. And, you know, hang in there, girl.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, speaking of injuries and whatnot, Zach Hansen telling fans after getting into a motorcycle accident on Wednesday that
bopped
left him
into somebody.
Oh, that Hansen.
Yeah, that Hansen. He has 3 broken ribs.
Oh.
Ouch.
A broken collarbone.
Whoa.
Ouch.
A cracked scapula.
Ow. I don't know what that is.
Your shoulder blade.
He's breaking bones people don't even have.
But he says they will not be canceling any of their upcoming shows. He's still going to get it done. He says a little rest and time and a healthy dose of gaming, he should be well on his way. And Madonna, too, postponing her show because she's recovering from a knee injury. She's got to postpone her show because she's no Hanson.
Right,
you know,
right.
She can't perform injured.
Yeah, but you mbopped around.
Yeah.
No, she cannot be mbopping.
It's tough to Madonna with a bruised scapula. Or whatever.
She doesn't even have one.
She doesn't have a scapula.
I'm going to get you a skeleton. We're going to go over all these body parts.
Get rid of that count scapula.
Zach was the only one born with one ever.
Oh, gosh. You guys, that's your dirt at 7:40.
I'm a doctor.
Fresh stuff. And no, you're not. And Dina's dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here's Dina's dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They're offering car loans with no payments until 2020 to see if you qualify. And for all the details, you can visit Pioneer Valley Credit Union at pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Well, this isn't what we wanted to hear, but Alex Trebek might have to step down as Jeopardy host.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A lot of years.
Since 1984.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. I was watching an episode of Beverly Hills 90210, like from the 90s, that version.
Yeah,
right.
And there was an episode where they were actually competing on Jeopardy, and he was in that. And it was just kind of cool to see him way back when.
Dude, the man's like 35 years?
Back in 90.
Like
it was like 92, 3, 4-ish. Yeah, so kind of cool. But, you know, the thing is, he said in a recent interview that he's starting to slur his words and trip over his tongue. And, you know, he went for that second round of chemotherapy last month to fight his stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And he says the treatment caused sores inside his mouth, which makes it really hard for him to be the host of the show. And he says, you know what, though? He will retire if and when it gets to the point where it will affect the show. But what's nice to hear, though, is they're being super supportive of him, they said.
Well, so, they should be. He's Alex Trebek.
I mean, he's been so great there.
He really has. I couldn't imagine the show without him.
Yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, we previously told you Alanis Morissette welcomed her third child, Winter, in August. And now she's opening. I know. It's
isn't
weird,
it
Winter
ironic?
In August. Isn't it ironic? Yes, that's what she sings. Now she's opening up about.
I get it.
Her song is Isn't It Ironic? Yeah.
Don't you think?
Maybe we should just rewind and start this over.
All right. So what's up with Alanis? What's up with Alanis Morissette, Dina?
She's being honest and open with people. She's saying that, you know, she has postpartum depression with her third child. She says she had it with her first two kids, too. And boy, did she list out her symptoms. Hormonal, sleep deprivation, fogginess, physical pain, isolation, anxiety, cortisol, recovery from childbirth. You know what? It's giving me anxiety just hearing her talk about all of these things.
Yeah. It's like a drug ad.
Yeah, but she said, all this said, I've been here before. I know there's another side that is greater than all this and better than I can have imagined. So she knows that she's, even though she's got to drag her butt through the molasses, as she says, she knows something better is around the corner. And I guess basically telling other moms, don't give up hope. Things will get better.
There's a song in there somewhere. Hopefully she feels better.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Drag your butt through the molasses.
Yep. Yes.
That's a great song
title. Someone already wrote that.
And Activity.
Helena Bonham Carter claims she got special permission from Princess Margaret to portray her in The Crown. FYI, Margaret passed away in 2002. However, Helena says she spoke with Queen Elizabeth's late sister with the help of a psychic medium.
Oh, thank goodness. Yep. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. It's real stuff.
Not kidding at all. According to The Guardian, Helena said that the psychic medium told her that she has Margaret's stamp of approval for the role.
Nice.
And that she said she was glad it was me. You're better than the other actress they were thinking of.
Is the psychic just a huge fan of the show? you were always the one.
Fan of Helena.
Well, it's like she already got the role. What are you going to tell her? That she wasn't first choice or something.
Yeah. Right, because she'd fire you.
Why?
Yeah.
Right.
Psychic.
I like it.
And Jennifer Lopez being sued for copyright infringement by a photo agency over a picture of herself and her fiancé, Alex Rodriguez. So she posted this picture on Instagram a couple years ago, according to a lawsuit from The Blast. And Splash News and Picture Agency are suing her for $150,000, saying they're the owners and exclusive copyright holders of the photo of Jennifer and Alex holding hands while they were in New York City.
Gotcha.
But of course, it could be argued that the agency never got Jennifer's permission to take and post the picture, so why should she get theirs?
Oh, right back at you.
Right, but then again, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know if that's an arguable point.
Interesting.
But I would argue that, right? If they didn't get Jennifer's permission to take and post that picture, shouldn't she have access to it as much as she wants?
What about me? Because their picture is my profile picture on Facebook. Is that going to be an issue?
Nah, you're good. Totally good.
I think you're fine.
Okay,
that's your turn at 8:40. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.